Your thoughts on what happened out there today?
We had a bit of a slow start. And then dominated it really after their goal. Just couldn't get that goal. Just was searching for that bit of quality. We've got some fantastic positions, certainly in the second half and the back end of the first half. We completely dominated possession. We just couldn't score the goal. But like I said, we did start slow and, you know, coming here, we played on Wednesday. They hadn't played, obviously, kind of a neutral. You'd probably expect to have seen that, but we did everything we could to say to the lads, look, the start of this game is going to be so important. It wasn't horrific at the start, certainly wasn't. But you know, we kind of found renewed energy after we conceded the goal, and of course there was a few players probably feeling a bit leggy, but we showed after their goal and for the rest of the game that, you know, that mentally we could push ourselves, and we did, and we certainly deserve something out of the game.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about, you know, the fatigue side of it. You played with 10 men virtually for 80 minutes last week, and then the heavy pitch against Millwall midweek as well. Were there a few tired legs out there? Were you thinking maybe changing it slightly today?
I was, but I just felt that the lads were in such a good place that it was the right thing to do to certainly start with the same team. You know, with the team which has scored goals and been done great for us, you know. Obviously, we made the two changes on about 57, 58 minutes to give us fresh impetus, and I thought both the lads gave us a lift.
Was it hard for you as well, the fact Yeovil had brought two strikers in relatively late in the week as well, and that changed your preparation slightly in the sense of to throw them both straight in, maybe the players you weren't expecting to come up against?
Well, I mean, obviously, we couldn't do too much preparation. Now Yeovil were going to play because we didn't know what they were going to do. But the two players who came in, who we knew all about anyway, so I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
No. Do you think could have had a penalty as well there? Felipe Moraes, when he crossed the ball in for maybe a handball in there?
Yeah.
Seen those given, haven't we, this season?
But we don't seem to get them. You know, you listen to other managers in the country talking about how hard done to they are, but you know, we've had another one today who could have been a pen. You know, frustrated when Davo's made the challenge just on this side here, which led to the goal, which I thought was a very good tackle. You know, that went against us. But I thought we gave everything. We gave everything. And we just couldn't get that goal. Just couldn't produce that telling cross. You know, hit the first man on a number of occasions, and Hansen had a couple of great chances. We just couldn't get the goal today, but I can't really fault the way the lads have been. I mean, they're absolutely giving everything for the shirt.
Got to ask you, Andrew Davies went off late on. Is that nothing injury-wise there?
No, he was fine.
And same with John Stead as well?
Yeah, John, I just felt Zoko might offer us something with 30 minutes to go. He's been desperate for a chance, and I thought he did really well when he got on. He held the ball up well. He showed some really good touches. And, you know, John Stead has run himself into the ground over these last few games for us. Obviously, he's the other side of 30 as well, but his performances have been outstanding. And even though just before John came off, he probably had one of our best moments. I just felt that, you know, early in the second half, we needed a lift.
I've got to ask you about Andy Halliday's and Francois Zoka. Their deals are up. Their loan deals. Any news you can tell us? You're going to extend them both? Or?
I'd like to. Yeah. You know, I want to keep, like I said earlier, everybody, there's the squad together, and you know, certainly not deplete the numbers we've got.
And Ben Williams as well. You've got him for another month. Are you just going to take it?
Yeah. No, Ben's. We've got an agreement with Ben that he's going to be with us for the rest of the year and next year. I think it's a great lad to have around. He's a good goalkeeper, and you know, he's a good personality to have in the football club.
I've got to ask you, some of the fans have been tweeting in as well, asking, are you going to make any more additions to the squad in the next couple of weeks?
I mean, we're obviously looking at a few things, and you know, obviously leading up to the FA Cup game, there'll be nobody coming in who could play in that game really. So we'll go with what we can if we can keep Halliday and Zoko, and then we'll look at things you know, from now to the end of the month. But obviously they're more likely to be loan players, and you know, obviously after the window closes, we can still bring loans in.
Got to ask you about Chelsea. I know it's been a disappointing result today, but a fantastic week ahead and a fantastic game to look forward to as well.
Yeah, no, it's a great game for us, and you know, we're really looking forward to it. Wanted to go into the week with a win, We haven't been able to do that, but we've got to dust ourselves down and enjoy the build-up to it and go down there and you know, give a good account of ourselves. That's all we can do. And you know, we'll be, you know, when we come in Monday morning, our focus can now be on that game. We've had to try and keep the lads' minds on this one, and I think in the main their attitude was good.
Are you going to treat it a little bit like you did from the big games we've had in the past, just the normal week and nothing, nothing special leading up to it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just keep it normal. Me and Steve will go and watch Chelsea at Liverpool on Tuesday. Obviously, we had someone at the game today. I don't know how they'd go on.
They've won 5-0.
They've won 5-0. So
sorry.
They're struggling for form then. and we just, that's what we do. Just do what we've always done. We're not going to change, do anything dramatically different. And yeah, what a day it's going to be. I think it's probably going to be a full house, and it'll be a terrific atmosphere.
Well, I was just going to say, finally, fantastic support. I mean, we understand that the tickets have sold out already today, and they've been queuing in the snow around Valley Parade today.
It's incredible, and shows what a cup run can do. And like I say, you know, our job now is to prepare properly and get down to London on Friday and give it everything we've got on the day. You know, we're realistic, but you know, we've got to give it absolutely everything against them and see where it takes us.